I'm just looking for another voice here, someone who's willing to start with the phrase, when we resolve these things, we should not hurt our kids. There's nobody who has the guts to say that. Nobody. Not the unions, not the liberals, not the NDP, not the... Well, Andy, we have a charter of rights. And blah, blah, blah. Unions have the right to... Blah, 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 blah. The government shouldn't get involved. You know, all the rhetoric. None of them can simply say, we're not going to screw the kids. We're going to find a more adult and sophisticated way to do this. Let's see what the leader of the Ontario Freedom Party, Paul McKeever, can give us. Paul McKeever, appreciate you joining us this afternoon.
Well, thank you, Andy.
Well, I'm looking for a new voice today on this OPSU strike. I think everybody agrees this is crazy. There's got to be a more sophisticated way to deal with this. I've taken the personal point of view that the union has issues that need to be addressed, but they have no damn right to take our kids hostage. So, we got that out of the way. What's Paul McKeever thinking today?
Well, I point the finger squarely at the legislation and the people who make it. I mean, this whole thing could have been avoided if, for example, there were legislation that required these deals to be struck not later than the beginning of the school year. There's no way that these things ought to be allowed during the course of the school year, and I think it's avoidable. For example, there's no reason why we have to wait until 5 weeks into a strike during a school year before someone says, well, I guess we've got to arbitrate. You know, arbitration is the last-ditch thing. Nobody should like it. It costs the employer way more money than it would if they just negotiated with the union. And when they're allowed to do this during the course of the year, you know, the striking part is also a real problem. We're victimizing the students. As you say, they shouldn't be held hostage. It does give the union bargaining power, but I don't think it's the kind of bargaining power that's positive or useful. It puts way too many people into a victim situation. I mean, all of those students, they'll be lucky to make good this year, and at the very least, they're going to be burning the midnight oil right through till Christmas time. So, no, I think this was a really bad move. I think what they need to do in the legislature is get back to the table and say, how can we avoid strikes that occur during a school year? And that should be not only, you know, with the colleges, but the universities and our public schools.
Well, this issue is now so politically toxic, and we're so close to an election, that's not going to happen. Many of the interviews that we do on the live drive, basically, in a very crude way, in one form or another, break down to problem and solution. Before we can really talk about a proper solution, let's talk about the problem. You made a reference to what damage this has done to the students. I'd really like to hear your thoughts, because that's where it all starts with me. They took our kids hostage, and I think, as opposed to Deb Matthews, who says the nightmare is over, that the nightmare has only just begun.
Yeah, you know, in a typical situation, the person that the union's trying to squeeze is the employer, right? Except that here, the real target, the only one being hurt, are the students. It's like somehow stopping service, like the production of cars for people who desperately need them. Not because, you know, you're trying to harm the people, but because you're trying to get the manufacturer of the vehicle to somehow give you more money. Take your beef to the manufacturer. In other words, take your beef to the employer. Don't make everybody else a victim. It's not necessary. That kind of, you know, pressure isn't needed to do a useful negotiation that serves both the employees and the employer. We got nothing out of this, right? I mean, nobody's going to be happy. The arbitration's going to cost the government more, or the employers more. The students end up, you know, bearing the brunt of the real harm, because some of them have quit the year. Some of them who are going to try and struggle through might not succeed. It's a real tragedy. It shouldn't be part of the negotiation process. The students need to be protected, and that means, I think, you do this during the summer. This might be a lesson going forward. Maybe you're right. Maybe the election makes it a non-starter, but you know what? Maybe that means it's an election issue.
Okay, so there it is. And we'll have more of our interview with Paul McKeever when I ask him to name the bad guys.